This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States recorded more than 1,000 COVID-19-related deaths on Tuesday, the first time since early June the country has reached that single-day milestone. It came the same day President Donald Trump held a formal coronavirus briefing from the White House. The president acknowledged cases were spiking and said it will get worse before it gets better. Data released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the actual number of COVID-19 infections in some parts of the United States is anywhere between 2 to 13 times higher than what has been officially reported. The CDC based its conclusions on blood samples collected from people who were given routine clinical tests across 10 geographic regions, including New York City and South Florida. In Brazil, health authorities on Tuesday approved human testing of a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed jointly by U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and German-based BioNTech. The South American nation is second to the United States in both the total number of confirmed infections and deaths. Approval of the experimental vaccine came on the same day researchers began a three-month late-stage human testing of another new vaccine developed by Chinese-based pharmaceutical company Sinovac. Hundreds of doctors and other healthcare workers across six Brazilian states will get the shot. If the vaccine proves to be safe and effective, Brazil would receive as many as 120 million doses at the start of next year. You can follow more on the coronavirus pandemic on voanews.com. This is VOA News.